When is the last time you were the recipient of exceptional customer service? How many people did you tell about it? Have you been back for more? In contrast, can you recall the worst ever customer service you ever received? My guess is that you have told many more people about your lousy service than your exceptional service, and you probably still think about it, even if it happened years ago. The same thing is happening in your organization. When you stop talking and delivering service, your customer starts talking about you. What are they saying? Does your organization promote the importance of customer satisfaction only? I don't believe that customer satisfaction is enough in today's competitive marketplace. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you and a coworker decide to try out a new restaurant for lunch today. You go to restaurant A and you find the food and service satisfactory. It's okay. Acceptable. Next week, when you decide to go out for lunch again, what are the chances that you will choose restaurant A again this week? Pretty unlikely if you're typical of customers. The reason is that you were merely satisfied with restaurant A, not overly excited. You probably didn't even mention or recommend that restaurant to the other people in your office. My point is simply this. Just like with restaurant A, if your organization is merely satisfying your customers, there is no guarantee that your customers will be loyal to your organization. What I teach is how to create customer loyalty. How do you treat individual customers special based on their own unique needs? Does your service promote referrals and recommendations by your customers to other potential customers? How do you deal with difficult situations, complaints, and criticism, and still have those customers walk away as loyal customers? It can be done with the right strategies and techniques. These are just a few of the topics I address, depending on your needs. One of the unique aspects of my program is that prior to the program, I seek to intimately and realistically understand your organization, your customer's perception of your service, and what is going on internally between employees that affects customer service. I gain this understanding through the in-depth research of your specific needs for my program. How do I do this? Several ways. First, if your organization conducts customer service surveys, I would want to see the results of that research. Second, I'd like to see copies of letters, both good and bad, that have been sent to you by your organization's customers. I will often use one of your actual customer stories as a dramatic opening to my presentation. I love to surprise and hook people right from the start. Third, I ask for input from your employees about internal customer concerns. I have done this with groups as small as 30 or as large or larger than 300. One of the questions I might ask is, what are the top three challenges you have when it comes to dealing with internal employees that impacts your ability to provide exceptional customer service? This question and others are sent to people via email or fax. They respond directly and confidentially back to me, so you don't have the hassle. I then incorporate the anonymous responses to those employee questions into my program, as well as excerpts from your customer letters and survey results. The points I make in my program are directly associated with your employee and customer feedback. Many of those employees are in the room listening to me. It is a very powerful process and really makes the content hit home. I want your people to walk away from my program and say, "She hit the nail on the head. I'm excited about delivering exceptional customer service again." That is one of the typical comments I receive in my programs. This customization process can be done with an organization or an association. If your people have completed the email survey, and as a value-added benefit, I offer to conduct an executive debriefing session for you and your management team following my program. I organize and share a compiled list of the confidential email responses of your people. I then make suggestions as to the next steps you may want to take based on your employee feedback and customer research. The goal being to improve your organization's customer service in order to create customer loyalty. Often people ask, what is your presentation style like? Well, one of the unique things I do is I use visuals. That's the formal business term for props. Why do I use props? I know that props make my content distinct and memorable. People remember my points because there was a visual object or story associated with it. It's also a lot of fun. I want the program participants to get excited about providing exceptional customer service. My style generates employee enthusiasm. I also use my own personal stories. You will never hear them from another speaker because they're unique to me. It also helps the audience relate better to me. I've been there and done that, and they can never accuse me of not knowing what I'm talking about when it comes to customer service. People feel like I'm one of them. That's important to me and should be to you when selecting a speaker. You'll want to listen to some of the actual program excerpts available on Real Audio throughout my website. In longer programs, I use a lot of interactions and hand-on learning techniques. Most people, I believe, learn best by doing. I'm a trainer at heart and really want to involve people in my content. I also find the benefit is that there is a higher rate of application and retention in the workplace if people have practiced the techniques first in my program. So what's the next step? I'd love to work with you and your organization. You can either complete the online form accessed under the Hire Patty button, or give us a call toll-free at 1-800-339-0973. We'd be honored to add you to our long list of satisfied clients. If you want to talk through your situation with me and see what I might suggest, feel free to contact me. I'd love to be of service to you. You may even want to send this Real Audio link via email to others in your organization to begin creating momentum for my work with you. My desire is to work with organizations who want to increase their customer loyalty and with people who want to feel passionate about customer service. I'm looking forward to hearing from you and appreciate your interest.